Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Yeah, that was my rosary. And also, there's a guy there who's a huge sports fan, and he was like dying to talk to me about the divisional weekend of the NFL. And I was like, sir, can we talk about like the book of Exodus or something?
Right,
anything but this. Anything but this, please. It's my day off. Can we not do this?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
You don't even have to agree with who I like to at least acknowledge that there might be an opportunity for the prices to shift dramatically in the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you want to make it so you're heavy on Luka because you agree with me, great. If you want to put zero on Luka because you think I'm nuts, great. We're not all going to keep the same portfolio here because I don't want that responsibility of managing that.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
One thing we know is that the NFL never sleeps. It's never boring, and there's always something going on in the National Football League. Ken Barkley, Nick Ashew, in for Nick Costos. You Better You Bet. Of course, you can stream us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Of course, there's YouTube. There's the Odyssey app as well. And, of course, wherever you're listening around the country, you've got that option as well. Sean Payton leaving the Saints after 16 seasons. Reportedly, there could be a new general manager in Chicago soon. You're going to have John Harbaugh possibly get an extension with the Ravens. We're going to talk to Brian Scalabrine in an hour as well, kind of help you set up some of your NBA bets if you are not set on that just yet. But let's start with that, Ken Barkley. When we thought we were going to be sitting here waiting for an announcement on the Baseball Hall of Fame or whether right. Tom Brady was going to retire. No. Now Sean Payton out in New Orleans, 9 head coaching jobs available. And let me just say this, $74 million over the salary cap if you're the Saints, no franchise quarterback, no room for change in sight. No wonder he decided to leave at this time. I don't blame him 1 second. And whatever their win total is next year, I don't even care what it is. I'm taking the under no matter what.
Well, I think that's definitely the gambling implication of the news for sure. And it's fun. We got kind of a fun news day today with a lot of stuff going on. A lot of the NFL coaching interviews continuing, which is why it's funny that the Sean Payton news happens today. You mentioned Baseball Hall of Fame, maybe during the Power Hour. We get maybe some news related to that. It's not something that I'm particularly locked in on, but, you know, like I'm curious, like, is Barry Bonds actually really going to get in or right. No, or something like that. I think that's, even if you're a lukewarm baseball fan, that's something you care about. But yeah, the Payton news was really interesting.
It's the same narrative we've had for so long, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those narratives that just keeps going, and it's always controversial.
I agree. And it's like the only time it ever crosses like my, like it only like tangentially relates to something I do is I'm like, oh, Bonds, or like, oh, Schilling, yeah. Or Ortiz, yeah. When somebody votes for him but doesn't vote for the other steroid guys at Clemens. And I was like, okay, this is just all very, or the baseball writer that, you know, it's like, oh, his ballot's public and he only voted for Jeff Kent or something. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? We're voting out of spite for awards now. I wish I knew that other awards markets were going to work like that. It would be some valuable betting opportunities, I think, in that situation. But the Payton news was interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, like the betting impact is basically exactly what you laid out, which is to what extent is the market going to price in the idea that the team is going to bottom out next year, basically. Like, that's all right. We can already kind of like get ahead of the fact that that's going to be the discussion point with the team. We can see who they end up obviously hiring as head coach. We can talk about Sean Payton's future, obviously, as we go here too. But in terms of just the team and the betting impact, it's like nothing right now, obviously. There's only 3 games left in the season and then we have an offseason. But it's, you know, sort of loosely tied into the win totals of them, the other teams in the division. You could have a situation where Breeze retires last year, Payton steps away, I guess is the right way we can put right. it, because I think you and I both think he'll be back at some point, but it's on some sideline. Breeze retires, Peyton steps away. Maybe Brady retires. Well, now the division got a lot more interesting, didn't it? Like, and honestly, Matt Ryan probably really close to retiring, even though I know that's not this year's storyline. That's going to turn over soon. I mean, it has to turn over soon, just based on, like, they already made a coaching change last year. They chose to not take a quarterback. So that division in general, and you have Matt Rhule, who now some people think is like a con man because he went there and have, like, promised the world and they haven't done anything, and they're paying Christian McCaffrey like $95 million. So the division in general is really, really interesting. So that'll be a fun market in the offseason, both division, NFC South, with all the teams, especially, I mean, Brady's the linchpin of, like, creating all the volatility in the market, obviously, but just with the Saints specifically, to your point, I mean, the first thing that you mentioned is, I think, how every single person is going to read this story and is going to be the first thing that they think of, which is Breeze is gone. They paid Taysom Hill a ton of money. Seems like a bad investment. And then the guy who was supposed to kind of unlock that potential in him, Peyton, is gone. Team is infinity over the, I mean, like, to put it, you mentioned the numbers, it's like 60 to 70 million over the salary cap. Just to put that in perspective, that's like double the next team. That's, I think, the Packers are maybe the next team.
Packers are at 40, give or take. Yeah, it's about 40.
Just to give you an idea of, like, how staggering that sum is. And the NFL isn't a sport where you just fudge it. Like, in the NBA, it's always like, oh, well, could this star go here? And be like, well, the salary cap just wouldn't make it work. And be like, well, they'll just break the salary cap and they'll find the Ben Simmons exception, and that'll allow him to go to Brooklyn and everybody to go where they want to go. They'll just break the
rules. That's been the Miami Heat, like, the last 3 years. They just find ways to make these sign and trades.
Anywhere LeBron goes.
And Jimmy Butler. And and then anywhere LeBron James goes, these teams just find, they always just find money somehow in the NBA. But it's a lot different. You're right. In the NFL, that they're actually cutting guys because they can't fit them under the cap versus the NBA. They're like, well, we got bird rights and it's a soft cap and we could just kind of work around this.
All these buzzwords. It's like, well, we got the bird rights on that guy. And then we're going to use our trade exception to bring in this. It's just like, I could have like a
don't forget the mid-level veterans exception. There's the veterans minimum and the mid-level exception. Yes. Don't forget that. That has nothing to do with the salary cap. Yeah. So that's fine.
Absolutely. It's both mid-level and veteran, but we're under the cap, but it's a soft cap. And we're gonna just pay a little bit of the tax, but we got some 10 days coming in. Just like that's what. It's
like so not too much tax, just a little tax. So,
but the NFL, it's literally like, you got to say goodbye to some people, like you're off your toes.
Yeah,
and there are some ways to, obviously, the guaranteed money. There's in any sport, there's a way to manipulate some of the rules, but in the NFL, it's like harder to do so. It's more difficult to skirt some of the things. So to see the Saints in this situation, I think it's very likely that we enter a season next year where the market, Nick, feels the same way that you do, which is basically this is now a team with like no entrenched viable starter at quarterback that the market trusts. Mm-hmm. We don't know who the coach is, and obviously who that is will help to clear up the picture of what the number is going to be in the market. I mean, if you told me next year the Saints win total was, remember, 17 game season, told me it was like 7, would I be like totally shocked by that? Should it be more? Maybe, because of like if they end up keeping some of these guys, but it's going to be really interesting when teams are that much in flux, like we're headed toward rock bottom, but we're not there yet. Those can be the most interesting win total conversations, because sometimes teams will surprise you in that spot. They'll have more talent, but more often than not, they'll surprise you negatively to the extreme. Where it's like, no, actually, we are headed down real fast, like careening to the bottom of this cliff, and no number can properly capture that. So I agree with you. I think that'll be really interesting when we get around to the offseason, which is rapidly approaching, and then the opening of these win total markets, depending on who they end up hiring as their coach with no stability in the franchise currently.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, you obviously are looking at the short-term future. I'm looking maybe 1 year past this. I already know how this story is going to end. It's so predictable. The writing has been on the wall for years. I don't know why more people didn't say this instantly. Sean Payton will spend a year in TV. There's rumors that, you know, a lot of the networks want him there. He'd be a replacement for, say, Troy Aikman was one of the rumors, if he goes to Amazon, because they've got the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football. Sean Payton is going to spend 1 year in TV, and he's going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys after that. because Mike McCarthy will not improve this team enough. They're already tired of him. And the only reason Jason Garrett lasted so long was because that was Jarrah's guy and he needed to keep Jason Garrett around as long as possible because I love him so much. And it didn't work out.
You haven't pulled that one out before. That was good. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is I forget which show is what and what show I'm on every day. So I just which terrible impressions I've done on what show. So
yeah, no, that was the first. We broke new ground here on You Better You Bet. That was good. That was a good
impression. Listen, man, you and I are getting to know each other better and better each time. So you'll just bring out more of the stupidity in me. So it's perfect. I appreciate that. But it just makes so much sense. He's going to end up with the Dallas Cowboys in a year. He was an assistant head coach there before, and then he goes to the Saints and spends, a decade and a half there. And he's like, well, you got $74 million, give or take, over the cap. We got no money to spend, no franchise quarterback. I'm going to take a year off. He talked about, at the end of the regular season, he said, this stretch has been, I don't want to say exhausting, but it's been one of those where you just get on to the next task. Nothing surprises you. It was exhausted by week 18. He was mentally drained. He had cycled through quarterbacks. He had no Drew Brees. Funny what happens when you don't have your franchise quarterback anymore. It's a lot different coaching in the NFL when you don't have a franchise quarterback, but it just makes perfect sense for 1 year. Jarrah gets tired of Mike McCarthy. Sean Payton's ready. They offer him a 10-year deal the size of John Gruden's when he went to the Raiders, and then boom, there you go. It's just way too easy. Now, the only obstacle with this, though, to keep in mind is that I think there are 3 years left on Sean Payton's deal with the Saints. So technically, if he were to come back, they could get some sort of compensation. But again, if you don't think Jarrah is going to give up something for Sean Payton to be the head coach of the Cowboys in a year and make that splash, you're fooling yourself. He'll give him whatever they need to finally make that happen.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting year-out approach. I'll be curious, if we have some sort of low-limit prop markets that end up opening around some of this news, which is will Sean Payton coach an NFL team week one 2023 or whatever it's going to be? Yeah. Will he end up being on the sideline for that? Sounds like you feel like the answer is a pretty emphatic yes in that situation. Yes. What will be the next team where Sean Payton coaches, where never coaches again is maybe an option. That would be a fun, low-limit long-term. It would just be interesting to see the prices and how people end up choosing to bet that. That would be a fun conversation as well. I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. I mean, Dallas is prone to completely irrational behavior at all times, aiming high and rarely hitting the mark, but frequently aiming high in terms of what they want to do. So don't disagree with any of that. But I think the sort of short-term betting implications are, I was going to say minimal, but I love NFL win totals. It's one of my favorite markets to discuss. I think for a lot of people, it's one of their favorite markets to think about, along with, for me, college football win totals are my absolute favorite to think about. But it is in my head. Every time I see a piece of news like this, and maybe we'll have more coaching hires, either with you and me on the show today, I guess it's possible because some of the interviews are being conducted, or the next time we host a show together, the Bears interview Caldwell today, a lot of the other coordinators that played on championship weekend coached on divisional weekend are making the rounds. Every time I see a name attached to a team or I see something like the Payton story come out, it's just a knee-jerk reaction. My first instinct is what's that team's number going to be next year? Or what do I think it's going to be? And what am I going to bet when it's that thing? So with the Saints, I go, are they going to make it low enough? What if they make it 8 or 8.5? And then do I have to bet the under immediately? Which way do I think it's going to go if that happens? And some of this is predicated on who they keep. I would guess not very many play. I think this has to be a bottom out. It just makes no sense to just try to run it back. I guess they're paying I don't know. Who knows? We need to read more about what they want to do and who the coaches that they bring in. But depending on who that name is, are they going to open a correct number on a win total of a team that's so in flux? The win totals next year, what win total is probably going to be pretty good next year? The Chiefs. Because it's probably going to be exactly the same thing again. So what's an easy number to set? That. 12.5. Great. Whatever. Awesome. Depending on the schedule, plus or minus a game. Baltimore, probably going to be pretty easy. You could set your watch to the fact that a Harbaugh team, if Lamar is still the quarterback, are going to win X number of games. This is one where it seems likely there could be a mistake made in terms of how the number is set. And it doesn't have to be that it's too high either. If everyone feels the way you feel, what if it's 6, it's Taysom Hill and a coach we might hate. It couldn't be 6, really? I'm thinking out loud here. Brady's still back in the division. It could definitely be pretty low. Mm-hmm. And if he's not, then it gets interesting. So I just, betting opportunity-wise, teams like the Saints are always the most fascinating to me. Teams on the move, right? Going from one status, one tier of team, maybe down one rung to middle or both rungs to bottom, bottom, middle, top teams that are in transition from one tier to the other, always the most fascinating from a win total standpoint. That always seems to be where the opportunity is.
So the 9 coaching vacancies right now are the Bears, Broncos, Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Raiders, Saints, Texans, and Vikings. I feel like this Saints job is,
didn't look like you were looking at it.
I've got it. I've got it in front of me.
Okay.
But I could have told you that up top. But I'm honest. See, I'm going to
do it again.
Honest.
It's like Goodwill Hunting, where he's like Mikey, Jimmy, Johnny, Joey, and he like names all his brothers. It's like that scene. What are the openings again? Do the openings one more time.
Bears, Broncos, Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Raiders, Saints. Now with the Texans and Vikings.
Some relatively when you look interesting at that, openings there. Yeah.
Where would you? This is going to be one of the wildest coaching cycles ever.
Yeah.
But where would you put the Saints job right now in these rankings? Because I got to be honest with you, I'd put it towards the bottom because you don't have a lot of cap flexibility unless they're able to just move a ton of guys and it's a complete rebuild from scratch. You don't have any real answer at quarterback right now. Like, I would rather, if I'm a head coach, and this is crazy to say these words, but I'm going to say them, I'd much rather take the Jaguars job than I would take the Saints job. Because at least you know you've got Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. I know he had a horrible year, but everybody wipes that away because you had a complete disaster and dumpster fire going on there for 13 games when Urban Meyer was there, when he just took the money grab and had no business being the head coach. But if you've got a young quarterback in place, that gives you a better opportunity in the NFL to rebuild your team, especially because the Jags, if I remember correctly, have well over $70 million in cap space. I would take the Jags job over the Saints job. I'd probably take the Bears job over the Saints job, maybe even the Raiders. I just don't think that Saints job is that appealing right now.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. Well, let's do this. We'll play a game after the break. So I already forgot like half the openings that you read out loud. Just kidding. I kind of remember them. But why don't you give me an opening and I'm going to tell you if I like the Saints job more than that job. That'll be the game that we play after the break.
This is a great game.
We wait to hear about, will Barry Bonds be in the Baseball Hall? I'm not even know if this. Maybe he's not ever going to get in. I know nothing about the Baseball Hall of Fame, but somebody told me before we came on that he might get in. So awesome. There's no way to bet on it, so I don't really care about, following it particularly closely. Instead, I was like hyper following, Conference USA basketball the next couple days. Like, that's where I'm spending my time.
That is the ultimate Ken Barkley line. I can't really bet on it, so I don't really care about it. I don't follow it. Yeah. All right, we're going to rank the coaching jobs and figure out which one is the best one next. He's Ken Barkley. I'm Nick Ashew. You better you bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.